Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Statement is absolutely true. She's universally respected in the party. The organization of the campaign and the fact that he stuck with the leadership team all the way through, I think, is a testament to just what a great job that she did. Being the first female chief of staff in the White House, I think, is a huge marker for both President Trump and the Republican Party. So I think if she can bring the kind of discipline and organization to the White House that she just ran this campaign with, Donald Trump's got a really good chance to get off to a great start and begin achieving objectives right out of the way. So you're going to get a lot of attaboys from across the Republican spectrum for picking Susie Wiles tonight.
All right, Scott Jennings, thanks so much. We'll be right back.
Yeah, Scott Jennings there last night bragging about the Trump administration. The first announcement is the big news this morning is his chief of staff, Susie Wiles, historic in nature, right? And they said during the election that Trump was bad for women and didn't surround himself with
powerful, strong, intelligent women, according to Mark Cuban.
They'll never give him a bit of credit for that. Hey, right now we've got United States Senator, newly elected, I should say, reelected, Josh Hawley on the phone. Hey, congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Great to have you on. So, I mean, this is big news. I joked earlier, Josh, I'm surprised the media didn't lead with, Trump picks a woman for a chief of staff and probably will want her to make sandwiches. I mean, they really downplayed this as much as possible.
Well, it's a terrific choice, I know, and she obviously did a great job running the campaign. But what a testament to Donald Trump. I mean, let's just let sink in. The guy is going to win a decisive popular vote margin victory, as well as, of course, a decisive victory in the Electoral College, something that no pundit thought was possible just a few days ago. You know, so I mean, this is really, you look across demographic groups. I mean, he performed outstanding with women. I mean, female voters in our state, but in multiple states all across the country, female voters voted for Donald Trump because they know that he's going to make their lives better. He's actually going to make things affordable again. He'll be able to raise a family again, be able to get a good job again. It's going to be great for families, men, women, kids, all across the country. And I think, you know, I can't wait to get started on it.
Well, rumor has it Trump could pick Senator Eric Schmidt to serve in his cabinet. What would you think about that?
Oh, that'd be great. That would be great. I mean, I'm a huge fan of Eric's, of course, gotten to work together the last couple of years. So, you know, I see several Missourians on some short lists for cabinet positions and high positions in the administration, and I'm a huge fan of that. I mean, I just think it's going to be terrific. He's going to have a great cabinet, and I just can't wait to get started. I mean, it's January, cannot come soon enough. We've got so much work to do, and I can't wait to get to it.
Are you a name of names? Who are the other Missourians?
I don't want to get ahead of the president.
Would you want to serve in his cabinet? Well,
I'd say that again.
Would you want to have a position?
No, I do not. No, to be clear, that it does not include me. I've just been reelected to the Senate. I am absolutely ecstatic to be representing the people of Missouri in the Senate, and I think that's where I belong, and I think where I could be most effective. But he's going to have a great cabinet, and if he wants that to include Senator Schmidt, it would be a huge loss for the Senate, but it would be a great gain for the country. And like I said, I don't want to get in front of the president ever, but I'm excited for him.
Well, Senator Josh Hawley, our guest, obviously right now we're looking at leadership in the Senate now that you guys have clearly regained it, maybe by several more votes before all the counting is over with here. Who are you putting your vote behind for that?
Well, I'm going to support Senator John Cornyn for leader. And the reason is, number one, I think he will work very closely and effectively with President Trump. And listen, I've seen enough to know that if you've got a majority leader who is not supporting Trump and is not working with Trump, it does huge damage. That's what happened with Mitch McConnell in the first 2 years when I was in the Senate. Frankly, I thought McConnell obstructed Trump at every turn, and I don't want to go back to that. I want somebody who's going to work very closely with Trump, number one. Number two, John Cornyn has pledged to support term limits and to support term limits for the leader, and I'm a big term limits guy. I think that we don't need folks who are in Washington forever who are in leadership forever. I think one of the reasons that you see so many of these politicians get so out of touch is that they're in these positions for decades. Our last leader, McConnell, was in the position for almost 20 years. That is too long. And the fact that John Cornyn says he is for term limits, he will work with Trump, he will try and get the Senate actually working again, getting some things accomplished, that's music to my ears.
Yeah. Senator, you know, there's an opportunity here. And it seems like, I hate to give him credit, when the Democrats hold power, they brutally deliver their agenda. And we have an opportunity here if we retain the House to deliver on some big agenda items. What would your top items be if you can get them accomplished?
Well, we have to, number one, close the border. I mean, I think that's been very clear. This was a huge priority of the president's in the campaign, huge priority of mine. We've got to close our border. We've got to stop the flow of drugs into the state of Missouri. We've got to stop the flow of illegal criminals into our state and deport those folks, beginning with the criminals. Hundreds of thousands of criminal illegals, they have got to be deported. We've also got to open up American energy production, Mark. I mean, I think that is so vitally important. You want to get this economy growing. You want to get jobs back. You want to get inflation down. We've got to reopen our own energy production, and that includes all the energy we produce in the state of Missouri. And, of course, for me, getting the radiation exposure program passed, all of our nuclear radiation victims in the St. Louis, St. Charles area and around the state, we have got to get that passed. John Cornyn, who we talked about a second ago, has pledged to me he will support RECA, as it's called. And I think that is so important for our state. It's been a huge priority of mine for the last 2 years and will continue to be until we get that thing over the finish line.
I know things have been kind of a mess, specifically in Arizona, among a few other states, where they're still counting all of these ballots. So we're waiting for results. Laura Trump, we were playing a clip from her yesterday, I think, where she's saying, you know, for these federal elections, maybe we need to have something where all states agree to run the election the same way. Would you back that?
Oh, I think that we need, I agree with that sentiment, absolutely. And I would start with, I think we need nationwide voter ID. I mean, I just think that this is a no-brainer. The idea that in so many of these states, you don't have to show an ID of any kind in order to vote. Many states, we now know, we're trying to put illegals on their voter rolls. I mean, this is outrageous. I think we need nationwide voter ID. I think we ought to ban ballot harvesting nationwide. I mean, there is no reason that ballot harvesting, where you let somebody come in, take the other person's ballot, you have no idea if they really who really cast the vote, you've got no signature verification. That is so dangerous, I think. So there's a lot we could do nationally that would still leave control of the administration of the election to the state, sure. But I think we need some guardrails nationally, and we can begin with voter ID. I mean, that ought to be something that everybody can get behind.
Well, Senator, one final question here. Speaking of that, I mean, I'm fine with leaving some of that control to the states. I think that's how the system was set up. But in Arizona, in Maricopa County, I read they've still got nearly 500,000 ballots they haven't counted yet. What in the world is going on out there? I mean, Ron DeSantis delivered the results Tuesday night. And in Arizona,
yeah,
we don't
exactly
know yet.
I agree with you, Mark. I think it's totally absurd. I mean, it's just absurd. I think it's, for their state elections, it's horrible. But for these federal elections, for the Senate, for the House, the president,
yeah,
the fact that we don't know and won't know for whoever knows how long it'll be. I mean, I just think that is really a travesty. And obviously, I'm not a citizen of Arizona, and I'd recommend our laws to them. I mean, we seem to be able to do it pretty well in Missouri. They ought to take a strong look at our laws. But I go back to the fact that, yeah, we ought to have some basic federal guardrails here for federal elections in all of these states, where we're making sure we're protecting the due process of law, but every ballot in each state is getting treated the same way. I just worry about disparate treatment, you know, that who knows on what standards they're counting, who knows how they're doing the count. It's a total black box in Arizona, and I worry about that, and I continue to worry about illegals voting. I worry about dead people voting in many of these states. We need to have some basic standards.
Well, let's hope they get that done, and maybe Kari Lake will join you in the Senate before this is all over with. Senator,
that,
thank you.
That would be awesome. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, great having you on this morning. Congratulations again.
Thanks so much.
All right, we'll talk soon. Senator Josh Hawley there giving us some time this morning. Yeah, I think he's right on the voting thing. There's no reason we shouldn't have standards for how this is done around the country.
I agree. I think there has to be something that we can all agree on, that this is the way that it's going to be run.
Yep. Well, some people will never agree with that. But while we've got power, let's see what change we can affect here.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.